The Biden administration announced a proposed rule aimed at stopping broad bans on transgender athletes who want to join teams that align with their gender identity.
In recent years, at least 19 states have passed these types of bans. The administration plans to allow some restrictions, but does not want schools to completely reject trans athletes.
Here to tell us more is NPR's Sequoia Carrillo. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what exactly is the administration proposing here?
So as you mentioned, a lot of states have passed bans on transgender students joining school sports teams that don't align with their assigned sex at birth. So, for example, blocking a trans girl from running on a girl's track team. Mm-hmm. With this proposal, the administration is hoping to make those broad bans illegal. And they're trying to do that through Title IX, which makes sex-based discrimination illegal in education. The Education Department says they've been talking to stakeholders across the country for the past 2 years to find the best path forward, and today's announcement is the result of that research. But it's important to note that the administration is specifically targeting blanket bans. You may have seen headlines yesterday saying the proposal will allow schools to ban transgender students from their school's sports teams. Others were saying this protects transgender athletes. And the reality is that it actually does both.
So how does that work?
So the proposed changes still give schools some flexibility to ban transgender athletes, depending on age and sport. The idea is that it's very different to ban a trans seventh grader from playing on a volleyball team, per se, than it is to ban a competitive high school or college swimmer. And for the most part, the administration is going to let schools make those decisions on a case-by-case or sport-by-sport basis. So the Ed Department chose kind of a middle ground here. It seems like the main goal is to target broad state bans.
So what does this mean for bans that are already in place?
For now, it doesn't mean anything. This is still a proposal, and it could take a long time to see this enforced nationally, if it ever is. It's also an interesting week for this announcement. It's been a big one for this issue. Lawmakers in Kansas have been trying for 2 years to pass a statewide ban. On Wednesday, they finally succeeded and overturned their Democratic governor's veto. Kansas is now one of at least 19 states that have instituted a similar ban in just the last 3 years. And then yesterday, the Supreme Court denied West Virginia's request to fully enforce its ban. That law was designed to keep transgender athletes from girls' sports teams across the state. It's important to note that the court wasn't ruling on the merits of that particular case, though at least one of the justices did hint in his dissent that he expects this issue to make it to the court soon.
What kind of timeline are we looking at for this proposal? How soon could it happen?
So the change is actually just adding one sentence to the law, but it's the first step in a very long process that could take months, maybe even years. The only thing we know for sure is that even if this proposal does go through, teachers, coaches, and students will not see this change anytime soon.
NPR's Sequoia Carrillo. Thanks, Sequoia.
Thank you.